Just as Grandma Jones finished speaking, Kevin stepped forward and declared loudly, "I disagree." Everyone in the room burst into laughter.
"Did I hear that right? He actually disagreed?" they were asking each other.
One of the older members of the Jones family said,
"Just because you know the owner of the Whistler Hotel and the president of West Chicago International, don't let it go to your head."
One of Lily's aunts agreed. "That's right. Since when do you have a voice in our private business?" They all looked at Kevin like he was a bonehead.
"What did you just say?"
Grandma Jones asked sternly.
"I said I object,"
Kevin sneered and added. "As for the problems with Brittany's show, you should investigate what really happened before listening to Jason's nonsense and putting all of the blame on my wife."
"So, do you believe we're being unfair to Lily?"
Grandma Jones asked.
"After you look into it, you'll find out what a huge mistake you've made," Kevin replied calmly.
Just as Grandma Jones was about to say something, Jason interrupted.
"Kevin, you really have some nerve. Take a look around. None of us want to hear what you have to say," Jason said disdainfully.
"I just want Grandma to investigate this matter further. Why would that bother you?" Kevin looked Jason in the eyes and asked him, "Does this have something to do with you?" A strange look flashed across Jason's eyes and he sneered.
"What right do you have to question my involvement?"
"Then how can you be so sure that this must be my wife's responsibility?" Kevin noticed something in Jason's reaction and he asked him seriously, "Could it be that this whole mess really is your fault?" Jason looked at Kevin awkwardly. Just as he was about to attack Kevin physically, he remembered what had happened at Grandma Jones's birthday party and he lost his nerve. Kevin took advantage of Jason's hesitation and said, "I don't care who caused all the trouble behind the scenes at Brittany's show. All I know is my wife is innocent." Kevin's intent was obvious and they all knew what he meant. However, nobody was willing to agree without some solid evidence.
"I think you're deliberately looking to start trouble. Don't talk nonsense,"
Jason shot back as he clenched his fists.
"Remember, you're not a true member of the Jones family and you have no say here."
"I didn't say you did it, Jason. Why are you getting so worked up?" Kevin replied as he looked deep into his eyes. Suddenly, Grandma Jones slapped the table hard. She had been very unhappy to see Kevin show up for the meeting, but because of his close ties to Cook and President Wright, she didn't say anything. But he was causing a lot of trouble for her favorite grandson in front of the entire family. She couldn't take any more of it.
"Kevin, if you plan to say another word about this, you can get the hell out of here right now,"
Grandma Jones said callously. Seeing Grandma getting so angry, most of the Joneses were curious to see how this would play out. Lily, who looked very worried, walked over to Kevin and tugged on his sleeve.
"Grandma's getting upset. Please stop, Kevin. This isn't getting us anywhere."
Dorothy walked up to them and said,
"Kevin, you're only causing trouble. What gives you the right to open your big mouth here?"
First, Kevin looked at Dorothy, who was obviously irate. Then he looked at the rest of the Jones family surrounding him. Finally, his gaze stopped on Lily. Taking a deep breath, Kevin patted Lily's shoulder and calmly stepped aside.
"Okay, everyone, get back to work,"
Grandma Jones ordered. Then she said,
"Jason, go and discuss this with Williams Media. Try to minimize the impact on our company."
"Okay, Grandma,"
Jason replied as he gave Lily a scornful look. Just as the Joneses were about to leave, they heard a charming voice from the mansion's foyer.
"May I ask if Grandma Jones is here?"
Everyone looked over and saw a beautiful woman slowly walking into the room. Grandma Jones recognized Brittany at a glance and her face fell. She subconsciously believed that Brittany was there to accuse them. But she forced a smile and asked,
"Why, Brittany, what brings you here today? You should have let us know you were coming, so we could have prepared a proper welcome for you."
"Why, thank you, Grandma Jones,"
Brittany replied with a polite nod.
"Please have a seat,"
Grandma Jones offered with a smile.
"I'm sorry, but I prefer to remain standing," Brittany said graciously. She had already seen Kevin standing in the crowd and felt a little uneasy about the situation. Grandma Jones spoke to her in a serene voice.
"Miss Davis, please don't be angry. The problems at the show were all our fault and it will cost us dearly. Rest assured that I've already taught Lily a lesson. She's been pulled from all our company projects."
When Brittany heard this, she turned to look at Lily. Lily could barely make eye contact. Even though she knew she was innocent, she was starting to believe that everything was her fault. As everyone watched, Brittany slowly walked over to her.
"Please don't blame yourself, Lily. I've already looked into this, and it isn't your fault at all."
Everyone was stunned to hear this. Some of them immediately remembered what Kevin had said. They couldn't help but look over at Jason.
"Brittany, are you sure?" Lily asked in disbelief.
"Yes, Lily, it's the truth," Brittany reassured her.
Grandma Jones was also a little stunned and asked her,
"Miss Davis, can you be more specific about what happened?"
Brittany slowly turned around and looked directly at Jason, who was standing off to the side. When Jason met Brittany's gaze, he got a strange feeling in the pit of his stomach. He wondered,
"Could she have found out that I'm responsible for all of this?"
Just as Jason was trying to figure out what to do, Brittany turned and shouted towards the door.
"You guys can come in now. Tell Grandma Jones everything that happened. We have to clear Lily's name."
They all saw the four Williams Media sound engineers walk in slowly, looking incredibly guilty. Jason was frantic, but he forced himself to look calm.
"Why haven't you told Grandma Jones about any of this?" Brittany snapped.
One of the Williams employees pointed right at Jason and shouted,
"It's him! It was Jason Jones who ordered us to do it."
The second one added,
"That's right! He gave us $75,000 each to sabotage Brittany's microphone."
The third employee finally spoke up and said,
"Mr. Jones also said that he would give us each another $75,000 after it was done."
The last one was too afraid to speak, but instead just stared at Jason and nodded in agreement. The entire Jones family was now glaring at Jason. Because Brittany was there, he tried not to curse.
"Stop slandering me, you bastards! I've never seen any of you guys before," Jason screamed hysterically. "Don't you know who I am? Do you know what the consequences will be for trying to frame me like this?"
Grandma Jones turned to look at Brittany and asked her gently,
"Are you sure what they've said is true? This is a very serious matter and I can't let my grandson be wrongly accused."
Kevin shook his head in disbelief. He really didn't understand what Grandma Jones was thinking. How come she refused to believe Brittany and these four men?
"We're telling the truth," the fourth employee blurted out. "I still have a record of the bank transfer. I haven't moved a single cent to the money he gave me."
As he spoke, one of his partners took out his phone and shouted,
"I've got proof too." "Don't try to put all the blame on us," said another one as he also pulled out his phone.
They knew what kind of man Jason was. However, they decided they'd rather face Jason's wrath than have to explain themselves to Mitchell Cook. Jason was furious. He stared at them as they stood there holding out their phones.
"Jason, are you really responsible for all this?"
Grandma Jones looked very upset. Jason didn't know what to say to her. Suddenly, Kevin nudged Lily's shoulder and asked her mischievously, "How are you doing? You feel any better now?"
"Shut up,"
Lily scowled, but she was definitely relieved. After a while, Grandma Jones took a deep breath and looked at Brittany awkwardly.
"You'll have to forgive Jason. He's young and foolish. If you want to blame someone, blame me for not teaching him better."
Even though the evidence was right in front of her eyes, Grandma Jones was still defending Jason out of love for her grandson.
"I understand, Grandma Jones. It's all right," she replied. "I just came here to make sure that Lily wouldn't be wrongly accused."
But Brittany still had a sad look in her eyes. Grandma Jones seemed to understand what she meant. Then she turned to look at her favorite grandson.
"I'm disappointed in you, Jason. I've obviously been too easy on you. How could you do such a terrible thing? As of right now, I forbid you to be involved in our family business. And I also forbid you to leave the property for 1 year. If you do, there will be serious consequences."
On the outside, Jason was incredibly arrogant, but he could never argue with Grandma.
He bit his tongue and answered,
"Yes, Grandma."
Grandma Jones turned to look at Brittany again. "Are you satisfied now?" Brittany took a moment to answer. After she saw Kevin lightly nod his head, she said, "It looks like you have the situation under control." But then she got a serious look on her face and added, "That's all in the past now, but I do have a request."
"Please tell me what you have on your mind," Grandma Jones said without thinking.
As far as Grandma was concerned, as long as Brittany didn't pursue this matter any further, the family wouldn't suffer, and neither would Jason. Brittany's eyes swept across the room, and she looked at them one by one before she slowly said, "In order to prevent this kind of thing from happening again, Lily will be my contact for any further projects. I don't want to work with anyone else."
"What do you mean by this?" Grandma Jones asked in confusion.
"Because Lily is the only one that I trust." Brittany didn't even look at Grandma Jones. "Do you agree?"
"You have my word," Grandma replied. Even if she didn't like the idea, all she could do at this point was smile and agree.
Everybody in the room was jealous of Lily, and even though Brittany's image had taken a hit, she still had the full support of Williams Media and was sure to make a comeback. As long as they were behind her, they would definitely make Brittany famous again, and Lily would have lots of opportunities to earn money on future projects. Just when everyone thought that Brittany had finished, she walked up to Kevin and asked him, "Mr. Williams, what do you think of my solution?"
"Very good," Kevin said awkwardly. He didn't expect Brittany to do this. His response made Brittany smile.
Then she announced to everyone, "As long as Mr. Williams is satisfied, I guess I can head home." She turned around and slowly walked out of the Jones mansion to her car. Everybody started to whisper to each other.
"What did I just see? Did Brittany actually ask Kevin for his approval?"
Grandma Jones almost fell off of her chair. She looked at Kevin in disbelief.
"That's funny. Maybe you should get someone to look into this further," Kevin said mockingly.
Lily pulled on Kevin's arms and pleaded with him. "Please stop." She didn't want to risk upsetting her family further, especially Grandma Jones. But Kevin had other things on his mind.